Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 225. And, of course, as always with us is Gabe Castro.
Yep.
Yeah, see?
I'm verified. Right, I'm right here.
Verified in the audio flesh.
That's right.
So, you know, pretty much almost no top of the show business for me over here, but I just have a couple quick things to mention, I suppose. Can I mention them?
What do you got?
Well, one, I was going to say that, well, first of all, I would say this. If you want bonus content from the Legacy Music Hour, you can go to patreon.com/legacymusichour, and we do playthroughs of games. Well, right now we're playing through Broforce, the game Broforce. And look, it's not really, we're not playing the game terribly well, but, you know, it's a little bit of a mess too, but, you know, that's one thing that's on there. But there's also video game music covers on, you know, for me on piano, and I've been doing that. In fact, there's a new one that should be out on June 1st. So, well, I guess by the time this episode comes out, oh no, I guess they'll in a couple days. Oh no, it should be out. Sorry, it's out the same day as this episode. There's a new cover on that. It's from Legacy of the Wizard. It's the main dungeon theme. You know, that's an exclusive on the Patreon. And there's also just a lot of different things, you know, just little mini episodes. I do phone calls with Rob sometimes, and we talk about things. And also, in fact, I haven't been doing this too much, but Gabe did it recently, but I do these game roundups on there. Play music from the game a little bit and talk about these games I've been playing, a lot of modern games. But I haven't been posting any game roundups lately because I sort of stopped playing games at the end of April, and I'd just been watching movies nonstop. So once I watch all these movies, then I'll maybe try to get back into the games, but there hasn't been anything that I've been really too interested in playing lately. But there's a lot of stuff on there though, regardless. And plus, if you haven't heard those already, you can check them out now. There's a lot of posts, a lot of stuff, a lot of video content, a lot of audio. Even there's top 10 list. I posted my top 10 games of the 2000s. So check it out. And one other thing I'll just mention is, you know, I think on this podcast, I think we say "here we go" too much before playing tracks. You know, every single track we play, "here we go." You know, every track, that's what we say before playing that. And I'm just want to take this moment right now to say that I'm stopping. I'm not going to say "here we go" anymore. That's just, you know, what I'm going to do personally. You can follow in my footsteps if you want to do that, but or key, you can keep on saying "here we go." But I just realized we all say "here we go" too much. Okay, this next track is from Naoki Kodaka from Blaster Master. It's Area 1. Here we go. You know, and I'm stopping. I'm not going to say it anymore. So, that's that.
Well, I'm part of team "here we go." And
oh, so you do want to say "here we go."
I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm bringing everyone along for the ride.
Okay. Gabe?
I'm somewhere in the middle here.
Well, okay.
Maybe since you're playing the tracks, I'll be like, "here you go." Or when you play a track, "here I go."
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Right. "Here they go" is when I'll be thinking when you guys say it. Well, anyway, that's all I have to say, personally. I don't know about anything else anybody wants to say? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have been playing a lot of games myself, and I'll tell you more about it as we go along.
Okay.
But it's been a frustrating past week for me playing Fortnite and Call of Duty. really trying to get into those games. It's just brutal. I'm just getting ravaged left and right. I might put something on the Patreon page. I don't know how many people might be interested in that. Oh, but just let me say this. There's a user from England, right? Land of Ing.
Yeah.
And he reached out, and we've been playing different games online. So we did Streets of Rage 4. And I just thought I'd toss it out there, you know, because his name is Julian. Julian from across the pond. Thank you for that invite. It's been really cool, and it's really gotten me into the PlayStation. So Rob F. Switch is my gamer tag. If there's people out there, users, you want to get down on some games on PS4, that's my gamer tag. You usually see me. I've been playing lots of Fortnite recently. And man, it's just got me sucked in. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
So
I'm more familiar with Twelfth Night, Shakespeare. You ever play Twelfth Night?
I'll tell you about my experience as we go along. I might put up a video. I don't know. It's just, I don't think it's really very interesting because I'm so horrible.
Twelfth Night's this game where you have to dress as a... You're a woman. You dress as a man. And you have to, I don't know, fool some people.
You see, I wish you could be along the ride for me for some of these games, Brent, because there's been lots of things I wish I could comment on. And I think we could have fun with it, but what can you do?
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, you know, we got our Bro Force, you know. So
Bro Force has been a lot of fun.
So, Rob, we'll always have Bro Force.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything to mention, Gabe?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I'd like to see you play Fortnite.
Me?
Yeah.
No way.
I've never played it myself, so I don't.
That's not me.
I know. That's why I think it'd be kind of funny.
That's not me. Okay. That ain't me. You got me all wrong. If you want to see, you know, you got me all wrong about that. All right, let's get into this music. Actually, that was longer top of the show than I even intended it to be. We've got 7.5 minutes in. Let's get into this music here, okay? Huh? About it, huh? Starting things off, we're going to hear from a game we have heard from before in the past. This is a Famicom game. It is called Tante Jinguji Saburo Toki no Sugiyuku Mama ni. This is a detective adventure game. We're going to hear the title screen, and the composers are Shogo Sakai, Hamada Seiichi, Miura Takafumi, Suzuki Yuji, Takahama Yusuke, and Z Yamanaka, otherwise known as the Data East Bad Dudes. And once again, this is the title screen from Tante Jinguji Saburo. This is music from Tante Jinguji Saburo Toki no Sugiyuku Mama ni. Music by Shogo Sakai, Hamada Seiichi, Miura Takafumi, Suzuki Yuji, Takahama Yusuke, and Z Yamanaka. This is the title screen. And
it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the, I really like this part a lot right here. It's just, this sounds real 80s to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the one of the other time that this soundtrack was heard on the podcast, it was one of my top tracks of the year that year.
Hmm.
But, what year was that?
I don't even remember. I mean, it was probably, I don't know, maybe year two or year three. I mean, it's back in, you know, who knows? I don't know, 2012 or something. I don't know. Yeah. I like, this is the part that I like. Yeah, that sounds pretty classic, you know? I like that. 80s. I like it. I like that 80s sound. Anyways, that's where I'm at.
Okay, that was a good way to kick off the episode. I really enjoyed that. I am going to go with some Thunder Force 4, aka Lightning Force. We haven't heard from that one for a while.
I know. I thought that it was finished. I thought it was, you know.
It's the hits. The hits keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with an omake.
Okay, fine.
Do you know what omake means in Japanese?
Is it mean just balls out or something like that? Or just balls out fun? It means
extra.
Oh, extra. Okay, yeah. Because there's an omake mode in those Parodius games where you mm-hmm. just, it gives you all of the power-ups. So you're just kind of balls out, you know?
Okay.
Well, I guess balls out is kind of an extra, I guess. That could mean extra, too. You
know? Well, it depends. Depends on who's going balls out and who's on the receiving end of balls out.
No, I mean, I think anybody, if your balls are out, then it's an extra. You're providing extra, well, extra body, you know, extra skin.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, you know.
That's one way, or actually two ways of looking at it.
Exactly.
Right. Lightning Force. And I am going to go with omake 3.
Fine.
Here I go.
Oh.
There you have it, Omake 3. It's giving it the American pronunciation. You know, just how people say Akira, Akira, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, Akira, yeah. But, you know, I think the American pronunciation would be Omake.
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 Right.
Omake. Omake, right. Omake Easy Bake Oven.
And then the American pronunciation of Thunder Force 4 would be Tahunder or Forky.
Porchy.
Ivy. Right?
That's the American version?
That's the American pronunciation of Thunder Force 4.
Yeah.
Right. Turn this part up right here.
All right.
I ignored the omakes for a little bit. I think I played one omake in the entire lifespan of this podcast.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, we got a little Egyptian dance going on over here. Egyptian lover. Watch, turn up this Egyptian lover.
Yeah, this is funny. This is when you go into the pyramid.
You know what's missing from Call of Duty?
What?
A soundtrack.
I thought you were going to say an omake.
A soundtrack. I would love to hear this while I'm playing, but I guess I can't. Because you have to hear the enemy approaching you. You know, the footsteps or the vehicles or the gunshots. I'll tell you what, it's really frustrating.
It's not my bag.
I'm straight up getting legit upset because I'm so bad. And I'm just getting taken out as soon as I enter the battlefield.
Yeah.
I used to play one of the older ones a long time ago, and I could never get the hang of it.
Yeah, it's...
Black Ops.
Yeah, it's not for me. Well, sorry about that. That was just an accident.
That's
right. Right.
No, I accidentally made the volume go up way high.
It's all good, bro. It's all good, bro.
Yeah, so
I see how I did that?
Did it sound really loud for you guys when the volume just jumped up like that?
It did.
It was loud. Were you thinking, whoa?
Yeah.
It was really omake.
You thought, oh my gay. Oh my gay. That's what people should say now when they are, you know, instead of saying, oh my God, they should just go, oh my gay. Oh my gay. Are you serious? What? Anyway, moving on, we're going to hear now from a Sega Master System game. By the way, speaking of Sega Master System, you know, user Nathan commented on the website about that Pixel, the game designer Pixel, who did Kira Blaster and Cave Story, that his music has a certain sort of sadness to it, which I totally agree. And it's kind of in a way similar to that Sega Master System sadness and that Josh has talked about, Sentimental in San Gabriel, and which I agree with too, that the Sega Master System does have a certain sadness to it. Now, what we're going to hear this track, I don't think has that Sega Master System sadness to it, I feel. Maybe a little bit, but not really. But we're going to be hearing from a game called Shooting Gallery, which is a light phaser game. And most uploads of this on the internet do not have the correct speed for this track. This is the correct speed, okay? You're hearing the correct speed here. There's only really one... I mean, there was a person playing it on a system that seemed, you know, that was the correct speed, and there was one upload of the music that was the correct speed. But this is a lot of the uploads are slower than it's supposed to be, including on Zophar, actually. So this is the correct speed. You're hearing the correct speed here on the Legacy Music Hour. So that's just something to think about. And we're going to hear Just for the Birds. But this track isn't just for the birds. This track is for everybody. The composer on this, I think, is Mark Cerny, who is, according to the credits of the game, was the programmed and designed the entire game by himself. So I imagine that included the music. And Mark Cerny, it's interesting because he's gone on to be, I think he's some sort of designer of the PlayStation 4, and I think he's been involved in designing the PlayStation 5, I think. He's become a bigger figure in the video game world and deals with designing consoles now, I guess. Namely, the PlayStations. So that's kind of interesting. So anyway, enough talk. I was about to say the forbidden phrase. But now we're going to hear from Shooting Gallery and Just for the Birds, I think possibly by Mark Cerny, who made the whole game by himself, I think, for the Sega Master System. This is it. This is music from Shooting Gallery for the Sega Master System. Music probably by Mark Cerny. And this is called Just for the Birds. And this, to me, sounds like a video game, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is video game music.
Classic.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. I like these kind of... Dun, dun, dun. I like this kind of, I don't know, stilted or syncopated kind of action going on here. Dun, 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 dun. It's kind of cool, right?
Almost sitcom.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know, like it's a sitcom.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. That's cool, right? Anyway, I think that's a pretty cool track. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's cool.
It's really got that classic video game sound, doesn't it?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to go SNES this time. A little SNES for you. This is for you.
Uh-huh.
Who am I
you
talking
mean
about,
me?
Brett? Who am I talking to?
I don't know. Who are you talking to?
Talking to you.
You mean me?
You.
Who?
Battlemobile. That's where I'm going.
Oh yeah, yeah. Didn't I say that there was a full title to that?
That's right. That's why this is for you. Yekikotsu Dangan Jidosha Kessen, Battlemobile, and I'm sure I butchered that, so I apologize. And I want to play the staff role. Staff role.
Uh huh.
Hit it.
Okay.
Geki Totsu Dangan Jidoshu Kessen Battle Mobile. And that's the staff role. You ever play this game, Brett?
Me?
Yeah.
Who? No, just kidding. No, I don't know this.
The ending, the staff role shows this car driving, right?
Uh-huh.
And then at the very end, there's this guy and this woman, just a picture of the two of them, just a happy couple. So I have no idea what this game's about, but there's a happy couple at the end. You know, I guess it's like some family man business.
Uh-huh.
And I guess at the very end, you're just going home and you're becoming a family man.
Well, good for them.
Well, yeah, that's what I say. Good for them.
Hey, I have a question for you, Rob. I don't know if you want to answer this.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Is it okay if I ask you something kind of personal?
Yes.
That wasn't me answering, by the way. Does it have to do with family man business?
Yeah.
Turn the music up first before I decide. Turn the music up first before I decide to give you my answer.
Okay, Rob.
Yeah.
When you were married, were you gonna eventually have kids, or what?
Turn up the music. All right, turn it back down. No. No.
Okay, you never had thoughts of you were going to have kids. And okay, do you want kids now?
Turn up the music. Okay, turn it down. No. That's a real honest answer coming from a real honest place. I thought I did. And look, if kids just magically appear.
And they just did magically appear with that the modulation to the next other key just now, if you notice. Anyway, key change.
If kids just appeared and they were already teenagers ready to go work,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'm all for it. But at this point, man, I just don't. Turn on the music again. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. Or maybe, I don't know. Like I said, with me and my ex, it just never was meant to happen. There was never going to be any family man business. I ended up taking the Ryu ending. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Doing dragon punches and waterfalls. Chasing waterfalls. I did go chasing waterfalls.
Sure.
So, is that the good ending or the bad ending?
Well, it's interesting because that you say that. I mean, if you're ready, I can move on to my next track, and it kind of relates to sticking to the lakes and the rivers and the lakes that one might be used to, you know?
Yeah.
Should I get in there?
I'd like to hear about it.
Okay. Well, this will transitions pretty nicely to my next track because it does relate to sticking to the lakes and the rivers or whatever it's that you're used to. So, okay. Well, we're gonna hear from Popeye. This is the Super Famicom game. It's Popeye, Ijiwaru, Majo, Sea Hag, No Maki, and we're gonna hear the track called Water. So this is the water area. Okay, so I guess water could be waterfalls, but I feel like this is more still water just based on this feels like a lake water. It feels like to me just based on the way this track sounds, you know. By the way, if anyone is interested, my tracks, of the six tracks I have picked out, I put some thought into the flow of them. So if you heard the tracks without the talking and my tracks just back to back, there's actually kind of an arc to them. So if you want to piece that together for your own benefit, you know, you can do that. But there is a sort of arc. I feel like there's a nice arc to my tracks actually. Anyway, but so Popeye, for the Super Famicom, the composers are Chiaki Izuka, okay, Kiyomi Kataoka, and Reiko Uehara. And this game is a platformer kind of game, but it has a board game map that you have to play also. So it's a board game map, and then you go into these platformer levels, and there's also sort of battle levels that are kind of like fighting. Well, they're sort of boss fights, I guess. And this game looks kind of... I might be interested, you know, in playing this one. Now, I'll say this. Before anybody says anything in the comments or whatever, this track, it does quote the Popeye the Sailor Man song, okay? It quotes it, but it doesn't... It's not the... It just quotes the one, you know, Popeye the Sailor Man. It just quotes that, okay? But that's it. It doesn't... Other than that, it's not a... It's not a pre-existing piece, okay? It's just, but it does quote that one line, okay? Is that understood?
I'm already saying this is suspect.
No, it's not.
Flags have been raised.
It's kind of like raised. It's like in It's like in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, one of the tracks from Mutant Turtles, you'll hear them quote, you know, turtles in a half shell. You'll hear them quote that in an otherwise completely original piece. This piece is an original piece, but it does quote, you know, da 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 da. And in fact, I feel like the track is almost, it's inspired by that, but it's, you'll see, it's an original piece. You'll see. So this is Water from Popeye for the Super Famicom. This is music from Popeye. I'm trying to read this. I can't read this, but I think it says Ijiwaru Majo Sea Hag no Maki for the Super Famicom. Music by Chiaki Izuka, Kiyomi Kataoka, and Reiko Uehara. This is Water. Okay. That's one of the quotes, right? That was a quote, right? And then there's this sort of this part right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you know, inspired by the this Popeye the Sailor Man quote, but it's not quite it though. I like that. Did you hear that thing? That thing kind of went around from the left side to the right side.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've known about this track for a really long time.
It's kind of nice.
I've known about this track since... What?
Oh, I was just saying it's got a nice, tranquil vibe.
Yeah. I've known about this track since... at least 2013, but maybe more. Kind of feels like water, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Gabe, it feels like water.
Yes.
There he is, Popeye the Sailor Man. Now, let me ask you something. When I first started playing this track, I heard some giggling. Was that, what were you thinking when that happened?
Me?
Somebody was laughing.
Oh, I was laughing. That was me.
Oh, yeah. Why,
that would be Rob F. Switch. Who was
why were
laughing.
You laughing?
This is just direct carbon copy of Popeye the Sailor Man.
No, it's not.
I was laughing as a reaction to his laugh, by the way.
For note.
Right. Wait, but you're joking, though, yeah?
Do I have to sing it for you?
Yeah, sing it. Hold on. Let's start from the... Here, let's start it from the top. You ready?
Yeah.
Can you hear it okay?
Oh, I can hear it loud and clear.
Okay, here you go.
Like I used to when I was a kid and I watched the cartoon.
Here, sing it right here.
Turn it up a little bit. Oh, my God.
Okay, here.
There it is. Dun, dun. the sailor man. I live in a garbage can. Strong to the finish. Cause I eat spinach. The lyrics go something like that, but how do I know the lyrics? Because the song triggered it.
No, there's no, this is not, you're no.
Then here it comes.
I mean, basically what you're doing right now, name any cartoon. DuckTales, right? DuckTales, let's say. This is what you're basically doing right here. You're going like this. Watch. Watch this. Life is like a hurricane in duck bird. Race cars, lasers, airplane.
That, Brent.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
No.
That is a stretch.
That's exactly what you did just now.
But I think some of my tracks have been deemed illegal for far less.
No, this is not one little quote, and it's this right here coming up. Sounds it's not like, even it hasn't even happened yet.
Sounds like we need to go to the Elementary Court.
Well, I'm sure just the one quote we've heard Turtles in a Half Shell many times, that's illegal. Quotes are legal.
By the sailor man.
That's not even a quote. That's just inspired by a quote.
Okay, hey, look. I'm going to forgive your transgression.
It ain't no transgression. Name any other cartoon. I can make it do exactly what you said.
Speed Racer.
Okay. I don't even... How does that go? Speed... Go, Speed Racer.
I think that's Power Rangers.
I know.
Do the gummy bears.
Okay. Watch this. Gummy bears... Something like that. I don't know how it goes, actually.
Hey, really, though, this is a very tranquil track.
Do you like this track?
Oh, it's super chill.
I like this.
Yeah, that's nice. That's real nice.
You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of it almost kind of reminds me of the water music from Mario 64, actually, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, you know. Especially because the beat kind of comes in here, you know.
Yeah.
Which it does that in the Mario 64.
What is that? Dire Docks, right?
Dire Dock. Oh wait, is that what it's called? Yeah, that's what it's called. It's like da 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 da. You know how Dire Dock goes? It goes da 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 da. Dun da 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 da. It goes da 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 da. Dun da 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 da. All right.
Okay. Game Boy. There's a console I haven't hit for a while.
Well, hit that boy.
Here is a track for you from the game Scotland Yard. Thank you. Okay. This is a track from Scotland Yard. And you've got... This kind of sounds a little bluesy, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Some kind of blues, but then there's this first part. This really caught my attention.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed that.
It doesn't sound bluesy. It sounds like rock and roll or something.
Yeah. Rock and roll?
Yeah. Mm. But this sounds jazzy. This sounds jazzy, and then it becomes rock and roll.
What
it goes from
that,
jazz.
What do you call that scale? That's a known scale. Dun,
dun, dun, well, dun, that sounds dun. Like a kind of a bluesy scale, though. Like
that's what
some
I'm talking
sort of
about.
Scale. Yeah.
Oh. So.
This track goes from jazz to rock and roll to blues. It's got Scotland Yard has got it all.
Maybe Scotland Yard is not, it's not even about Scotland Yard, what you think of Scotland Yard. Maybe it's about Scotland Yard, the music club, you know what I mean?
The musical?
Yeah.
You ain't never heard Scotland Yard like this before.
I bet that could be turned into a musical. Scotland Yard, the musical. Wasn't Sherlock Holmes from Scotland Yard?
I don't think so.
Didn't he work for Scotland Yard?
I don't know, actually.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, guess what time it is? It's time for Gabe's Yard.
Sup? All right.
Time for Gabe Yard.
All right. All right.
Gabe's Corner.
Isn't Scotland Yard a board game? As well as a place?
There is certainly a board game called Scotland Yard, indeed. In fact, I think it's supposed to be like the game Letters from White Castle, which I have played, but I haven't played Scotland Yard. I think it's a game where you're trying to catch a criminal. And so one person is playing as the criminal and the other people are playing as investigators or something like that. And yeah, you're trying to figure out where he is on the board and stuff or something.
Okay. All right. Well, that was right. That was Gabe's Yard.
Good. Thank you, Gabe, yeah. For that contribution.
Okay, so for Gabe's Corner, I'm going to play something from Nebs and Debs, or Nebs and Debs.
Nebs and Debs.
And this is for the Nintendo Entertainment System, and this is a new game that came out in 2018. And this is the jungle music. Let it rip.
And the composer is?
Is Richard Armico?
Something like that.
Or Kulor.
Well, I think, yeah. No, I'll tell you. It's whatever it was. Whatever it was said. Whatever it was said.
All right, well.
What was said? I'll tell you what was said.
All right.
It's, yeah, it's, you know, it's it is Richard Armijo, or Armijo, a.k.a. Kulor.
That's right. Okay. Let it rip.
Thank you.
Jungle from Nebs and Debs by Richard Armijo.
This is good. Mm-hmm. So very good. Very good.
Yeah, nice. I like the bounciness of it.
This is a jam.
Yeah. Mm. I haven't beat this game yet.
Yeah, man, this game's good. I think this game is good. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, it's fun, and it's I like this kind of game. It's the perfect kind of game, really, where you just you have to get good at it, you know. And it's not that long too, which is cool.
Yeah.
It almost kind of reminds me of Mick Kidd's a little bit, the music.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's kind of more jazzy than that, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I love that little lick there. That's so good. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Here's where it gets kind of jazzy. Did you hear that?
Yeah, a little dive bomb.
That was cool. Listen to this sound effect. You hear that?
Show, show. It's a good game to play when you're broing out with your friends.
Say that one more time.
It's a good game to play when you're broing out with your friends.
Did you say it's a good game to play around your friends?
To bro. Something about bro a bro on your friends.
With your friends.
Oh, something about a bro. Okay, yeah.
When you're broing out.
Sorry, you were kind of breaking up. I couldn't really hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But you know, I think Rob was able to decipher that the word bro was in there.
Sure. You know.
I speak robot.
Okay, next up, we're going to hear from a Super Famicom game called Olivia's Mystery. Ever hear of this one?
Never heard of her.
Anybody?
No.
Never heard of her. I guess that's why she's a mystery. So, Nobuyuki Shioda is the composer of this. And we're going to hear...
Robot's trying to communicate with us again.
Oh. Okay, that's okay. We can just keep going. No big book.
You can still hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of hear you. Yeah, it's a little broken up. It's okay, though.
All right.
It's okay, baby.
You know what I think is happening?
What?
I think Gabe has been a robot the whole time.
Right.
And now he's malfunctioning.
Right.
And you know how robots, when they're acting human, they'll slip up. Then the robot voice will come out.
Or he's a brobot.
A brobot.
So, wait, Gabe, are you there now?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you heard of Olivia's Mystery?
No.
Okay, well, Olivia's Mystery is this... It's like the game Pieces. They're puzzles, you know, piece puzzles that you put together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the pieces in this game and the whole image is animated.
Ooh.
So it's an animated picture that you're putting the pieces together of, but they're the pieces are all kind of sort of changing because they're the whole thing's animated, you know, so that's kind of interesting, right? It's like pieces, but imagine the pictures to be moving though too.
Yeah, sounds crazy.
Sounds kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, Nobuyuki Shioda is the composer, as I mentioned, and this is stage 11 from Olivia's Mystery for the Super Famicom. This is music from Olivia's Mystery for the Super Famicom. Music by Nobuyuki Shioda. This is stage 11. Dun, 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 dun. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That switch.
This right here is good. Dun, 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 dun. This sounds like, this track kind of sounds like...
It reminds me of Supertramp for some reason.
Oh, really?
Like a Supertramp song.
To me, it kind of reminds me of minimalist classical music, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of.
I meant just that part.
Oh, yeah. I love that part, though. That part with the piano. Mm-hmm. Or that lower piano part. Dun, dun,
Okay. I would like to play a Mega Drive track, Arusha de Iku. You ready for it, Brent?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Arusha de Iku, MD. And again, apologies for the pronunciation.
The MD stands for master's degree. I mean, medical degree.
No, mega degree.
Mega degree, yeah.
Mega degree, yeah. I love this drum. Turn this up for a sec.
Yeah. Next up, we are going to hear from Draken. Now, this might have been a track that Gabe wanted to play at one point, or was about to, but didn't. But you like this game, Draken?
No.
Oh, you don't know Draken?
Oh, I know Draken.
Oh, but you don't like it?
I don't like Draken.
Okay. So this is a Super Nintendo.
You're probably thinking of... Dragon View, which is Draken 2.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is Draken for the Super Nintendo, and the music is composed by Hiroyuki Masuno. And this is, of course, a first-person role-playing game, but the fighting is kind of like a side-scrolling situation. It's not side-scrolling, but it's a side view, and it's in real time. Oh gosh, that was scared me, actually, just now. Could you hear that, Rob?
Yeah, was that your computer or was that Gabe's?
It was my computer that told me that Gabe had left the thing, and then, yeah.
Oh, so Gabe's off right now?
I think he is, yeah, I'm not sure.
Dang, got the
That's
boot.
That's okay.
Got the boot.
Here come Gabe again.
Sorry about that, I'm back.
That's okay. It scared me, actually, when you left all of a sudden, yeah.
Yeah, for people listening, I have internet issues, and that's what's going on.
When the notification came up that you had left, it scared me.
No, I heard that, yeah.
You did hear that. You heard me say that.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, Skype, I can still hear for a while.
Oh, okay.
You can't hear me, yeah.
I see.
That's what's up.
D-I-C. now, you remember that company? You know?
Yeah, Deek.
D-I-C. I was just saying how this is a sort of, the fighting is in real time, and it's a side view, you know, but it's, anyway, we're going to hear House in Fire Area from Draken for the Super Nintendo. Music from Draken for the Super Nintendo. This is House in Fire Area, music composed by Hiroyuki Masuno. This is a very, Go Gabe again.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. Okay, yeah.
That's.
I wish I could turn off that notification,
yeah,
actually.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to do that. Oh, there you go.
It's just going in and out constantly now. I'm just watching connect and disconnect.
Oh, yeah. So I wonder if I can turn that off. It's an interesting contrast to the music, actually. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, this is just a very, it's a nice track. This is a, he's really going off in and out of here. Yeah. It's going off, you know? So listen, you know, I tell you this, I still have one more track to play, but keep in mind, There's a real progression I felt in putting my track list together here. The six tracks, you line them up, it's almost like a game. It would be cool if a game had these as levels and you went through as levels. I think it'd be cool. And
okay.
You'll hear it when you think about it later.
Thank you.
That's interesting. Somebody, the walking noise. There's a lot of noise. For such a quiet track, you know, it's such a quiet track. There's a lot of noise going on during that track. You know, you got people stomping upstairs. You got this going in and out of here on Mumble, you know. Yeah. Gabe has left the track.
Gabe is stomping upstairs. Okay. Okay.
Gabe is stomping upstairs.
Galaxy Wars.
Yeah.
SNES. Options. Music. Here we go.
See? You said that time you said, here we go, and that without being conscious of it.
Oh, I was very well aware.
I don't think so.
Very well aware.
Okay. That'd be funny if that's the only thing Gabe can say now, is he can just only say, Gabe has left the channel and is not connected.
I'm telling you, it's Gabe's regression back to his robot true self.
Yeah.
The G1000.
He's a gay bot. Okay. Let's see. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to find on this thing where the option is to turn that off. I can't find it. To turn off that notification. Well, anyway, is Gabe? Did Gabe get back in here? Or? No, he's not. I don't know.
Gabe has not returned to the Mumble.
Because I'm not sure when to. Here we go. Gabriel? Well, I think we should keep this all in. Just, you know, this is exciting. You know, this is exciting stuff.
No, I am in 100% agreement.
I just want to know if... Wait, what was the track you wanted to play? Options?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You didn't... I don't think you heard... I don't know if you heard this because you might have been in and out. But you didn't hear anything?
No.
So did you hear... Well, I was just saying that... Oh, I had called you... we were saying robot, and then I was saying, well, his name is Gabe. Gaybot, you know?
No, I like that. I like that, yeah. That could be the new GabeCube.
The GabeCube is Gabebot.
Yeah.
Here's... Was that?
I like it. I like it.
Okay, yeah. Good. You shall be now known as Gaybot.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so now we're going to play this track. So it's Galaxy Wars Options. This is Rob's track. And that's it, right?
That's all, folks.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God, I can't believe I said that. Ugh. See, I didn't want to say it. That was so stupid. Okay, but it wasn't my track, at least.
Options. Galaxy Wars.
Hey, this is a cool track. This is funky.
Some weirdness going on.
I like it. It's really kind of funky, you know. And it's weird. I like it. Yeah. It's got a funky bass line, and it's got this dissonant kind of melody.
Mm-hmm. I think this is very fitting music, considering all the technical difficulties we're having. It's like when, if you were to say, Brent, if you were to say, oh, so what do you guys think of that? And then we're both disconnected. This is the perfect music to play. Do you get what I'm saying? Like if you were talking about a track, like turn the music down, so it's quiet.
Okay. Oh right. Okay.
Right, and then all of a sudden you hear, Gabe and Rob have been kicked off of Mumble, and then do you hear that? Do you hear this water? Then you turn up the music.
Yeah, I mean it's funny. There's water now. What?
So after, once you do that, once you hear us both get kicked off, then that music comes on.
Okay, do it. Ready?
Right.
Wait, hold on. Okay, get ready to go. I mean, hold on, get ready to go.
No. Pretend to have just talked about a track.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, and then, so the track is pretty cool. It's funky and stuff, you know?
Gabe and Rob have been kicked off of Mumble.
Gabe? Rob? Brent? I don't even, I left too, you know, I don't know where I am or something like that.
Everybody's gone.
As the twist.
Yeah. Hey, look, there's just a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise up in this piece tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Noise. A lot of noise. And that's what it is. Noise. That's the theme of this episode. Noise.
Omake noise.
Yeah. Yo, noise.
Oh my God. Oh my gay bot. It's not gay bot.
It's Gabe bot.
It's K. Oh my gay. Oh my gay. So, Rob, do you have anything to say for yourself here?
Onward, bros.
Okay. Next up, we're going to hear from a Famicom game. This was recommended by Hammock. Okay? Hammock of the Last Wave podcast. Obachama-kun is the name of this game, and it is a board game based on an anime. And the music is by Tsukushi Sasaki. We're going to hear Unknown Theme B. And this is sort of an upbeat track, and if you are listening to the progression of my tracks, there's an interesting story that's told through my tracks, and it kind of ends with this sort of upbeat piece, you know, kind of coming out of the quietness of Draken. It's basically like this. You got this Tante, you know, Jiguji Saburo track, and it's sort of, you know, kind of starts things off or whatever. Then Shooting Gallery, things kind of start to pick up a bit, you know. Then with Popeye, it sort of starts to smooth out a little bit, you know. It's sort of a mid area sort of quieter part, and then it goes into sort of a stranger kind of, I don't know, Olivia's Mystery, and then it becomes quiet, really quiet, and it's kind of dark too with Draken, and then now we come out of that. We emerge from the Draken into Obachama-kun. Thank you. And here we are with Obochama-kun for the Famicom. Music by Tsukushi Sasaki. And this is Unknown Theme B. We escaped. We made it.
And now we're at the beach. I get this real beach vibe from this.
Oh, beach. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of... It kind of almost has a Konami sound to it, sort of, mm-hmm, you know? It kind of reminds me of a... It reminds me of a sports game for Konami, you know?
Like Kings of the Beach?
Or, well, I was kind of thinking more Track and Field, but... Mm-hmm. Or Track and Field 2, but it's... Yeah, it's kind of got this pumped exercise sound to it for me. It's kind of more exercising, mm-hmm, you know? It sounds like a TV show here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like coming out of this like this. You know, that was the journey. I tell you, my tracks were a journey. Look, if you listen to them, you know what? Actually, I might do just for the Patreon. I think maybe I'll just do a quick little mix of just my these six tracks, just to show you what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then it just, and then, you know, that, and that's just for, that's a Patreon exclusive, you know what I mean? You can hear the journey all in one piece on patreon.com/legacymusichour. And it could, I don't know, I think there's a cool journey there, I think, musically.
Oh, say that it's going to be on the Patreon?
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a Patreon exclusive.
Oh my cave butt. That's how you take your saying and incorporate it.
Oh my K. Oh my K.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay.
New 3D golf simulation. Why lay no kiseki?
New 3D golf stimulation.
Simulation. Music.
This is
number four.
No, hold on.
That's what it was listed as.
It's but that's not that is that.
Can I finish?
Yes.
We've got Scotland Yard's finest, who's on the case. You know who I'm talking about?
Me.
That's right. And Brent deduced. He deduced.
I mean, it wasn't really deduction, but yeah, I guess it
deduced
is.
That it's actually called Tournament Champion.
Yes. So, well, yes. I mean, this is what happens. The music that plays when you beat the game and
you win.
Beat the game. It says congratulations, you win.
That's right. That's right. Oh, by the way, when I was playing Fortnite, you know the premise of Fortnite, right?
Yeah, I do.
Right. Do you know the premise of Fortnite, Gabe?
A little bit. It's a battle royale.
Battle royale. Mm-hmm. Battle royale, and you just have to be the last one standing after right, shooting okay. and building.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just hid. I hide behind things, and I just wait and let everyone do the work. And then I won. I actually won, and I was playing with some friends. One of my friends in Chicago and another friend in San Francisco. We were all playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I won one, and it says, "You are the victory. You're the victor." And when it was done, when that popped up, I said, "Oh, I beat it already? That was it? That was easy." I said, "So it's time to move on." I just thought that was funny because, you know, the games that I grew up with and that you grew up with, Brent, you have to go through a whole process, right?
Yeah.
How long was that Mega Man playthrough that you did?
I didn't get to finish it because I started it before this.
But how long is a typical playthrough, say, for like a side scroller like that?
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I don't know.
An hour and a half, maybe.
No. I wouldn't be able to beat that game. You're telling me in another 40. How long did we do that? No, that was an hour and a half. That video, and I did only play two bosses or something.
Oh,
right?
I thought it was half.
Or three bosses or something.
Sure.
Or it was an hour and 20 minutes. No, it would take probably, you know, I'd probably spend three.
It would take several
hours.
My point is that a lot of these older games, they take several hours, so you can beat them
easily.
And this particular battle took about 20 to 30 minutes. And I knew I was just joking, but I just thought it was so funny that I said, oh, I beat it. That was easy.
Do you want to tell everybody how will you beat these games?
Well, I just said I hide behind rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did say that.
I did, yeah. That's what I do. So I jump out of the flying bus, and I'll get some guns, and I avoid all contact, and then I just hide. Or I'll grab a chopper, and I'll just fly the chopper around.
Can they shoot you in the chopper?
Oh, yeah. That has backfired on me many times, unfortunately.
But you have kind of stayed safe a little bit in the chopper, right? And you were telling me that you kind of tell your teammates what's going on down below.
Right. The first times we were a team of four, it was me and my two friends and their friend, and we were all supposed to play the battle royale. So we were supposed to be the last team standing, and there was just us and a few other guys left, and I just hopped in the chopper, and they were getting ready to go to battle, right? Because they play this game. And I just hopped in the chopper, and I said, well, let me go see what's going on, because I could hear the gunfire. And then I could see them doing battle, and I was just reporting back to them. I said, oh, my God, they are destroying each other.
You're saying, oh, my K.
And oh, my K. I just said, this is brutal.
But it was just kind of like you were a news reporter or something like that, reporting on traffic and stuff. Is that how you
Their whole purpose was they were ready to go and jump into battle, and I was just reporting from my news chopper.
Right.
That was really funny.
So, well, let's check out this track, and then we'll get back, you know?
Right. So this is when you win at... Oh, you know what's really interesting? This is music number four, Fortnite. Fortnite.
Well, the music number four is... That's an arbitrary... That's not really... I mean, that doesn't mean anything, you know? It's like...
That it's the fourth track in this...
It's not actually
listing.
Though. The fourth track is actually Waves Crashing, but it was in this set that somebody had ripped. They didn't know what this track was, so they just said music number four. But it doesn't really that doesn't.
That's crazy though. Anything. I mean, that just doesn't have. That's you call that coincidence?
Well, it's just arbitrary. I don't really like to mention those when these tracks are kind of unlabeled and it just says BGM whatever or you know music number four. It's, you know, these, if that doesn't mean anything, you know what I mean? It's sort of arbitrary. It might as well just put unknown on it or something, or gameplay. But I'll just say this. We'll hear this track, and then when we come back, we'll be back here with Rob with Traffic after this.
Congratulations, you have beat Fortnite.
This is a good track, mm-hmm. And Sentimental in San Gabriel sings on it.
That's where I've heard it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, does he? Somebody does. Somebody
yeah,
sings on this.
Very
I'm not
familiar. Yeah, I think.
Well,
he does.
No, I know that the lyric at the end is "video games" is the last part of that. Video games. That's maybe it's not Sentimental Santa Gabriel. It's somebody else. Somebody did a VGM karaoke on this track. I forgot who, though. And I'm not sure if it was the Genesis version or not, too, actually. Because... It's good. This is a good track. Very good track, actually. The beginning doesn't repeat, so let's hear that again. And now, live from the Fortnite News Chopper, Rob with traffic.
Well, thanks a lot, Brent. It's looking really busy down there in the... Oh, what's it called? I kept calling it the sweaty sack. Each map has a different area.
And there was That's what they call Sacramento. They call it the sweaty sack.
It's called the sweaty or the sandy something. I don't know. But when you jump out of the plane, you just see the names of these things, of the areas on the map. And I just, for some reason, I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, it's what's on my mind all the time. But sweaty sack. So I just kept thinking to myself, I got to get to the sweaty sack.
Okay, well, report on it. Let's go.
Okay, well, there's a large group, a large gathering over at the sweaty sack, and it looks like they're just blasting each other. I'm going to fly over here. I'm going to get out of there because it looks like they've got some rockets and they're not very welcome over here. And why don't we go over to the middle of the map? Yeah, there's really a lot of action. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to stay on the edge. Let's just fly out to the edge, and we're just going to look at the sky. Oh, that's the other thing I did. When I jumped out of the plane, right, Brent? Mm-hmm. When you jump out of it, you can look around, and depending on how long you play, the sky turns from daylight to nighttime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I jumped out with my team, with my other teammates... It was nighttime. This is the first time I had played it where the game's board was night. Mm-hmm. And as we were jumping out, I looked up at the sky and you could see the moon slowly crawling across the night sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, I said, are you guys seeing this moon? It's amazing. It looked so beautiful. I said, what the hell are you talking about? I said, did you guys even realize it's nighttime right now? Because we had been playing for a few games, and you know, by that time it had almost been a couple hours. But I just thought that was really funny.
I like that you're so into the battle and your sightseeing.
Right, I look around. I want to see the sky, and you could see the moon that was moving, and I thought it was really cool. It looked beautiful. And then, oh, you know what? I was playing Call of Duty, Brent, and I thought of this one thing. And I wish you had been there to comment. It reminded me of. When we used to play at Pablo's.
Yeah.
There's this one item you can get once you land on the ground in Call of Duty, right?
Uh-huh.
It's called the heart monitor. And then I grabbed the heart monitor. I said, what the hell is this? Because it wasn't a gun.
Wait, it's called what?
The heart monitor.
Okay, got it.
And I was trying to figure out how to use it, and then I realized it was some kind of radar. And then I said, wait, what? A heart monitor? Why do I care? And then the first thing I thought was, oh, so I can see all the heartbeats around me and see who's in love with me. So that's what I kept thinking every time I use a heart. Really what it is you see the heartbeats, and then that way you can detect where the enemy is so you can shoot them, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I just thought it was really funny. I just said, oh yeah, who's in love with me right now?
It's a love. Oh my God, it's a love detector.
There's five people in love with me, and they're all closing in. Anyway, see, this is the reason I want to play these modern games with you, because I think they'd be a lot of fun.
Right.
Just to talk about things like that. But if you want to get in on it, Rob F. Switch, ladies and gentlemen, that's my gamer tag. Come get some. I'm really bad, by the way. I'm really bad, so don't get mad if I'm on your team and I end up making you lose. Still, though, I think I'd be a pretty good bro.
Okay. So for a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com and you can... and you could, you know, comment there, and you can, you know, whatever else, you know, you get all this, get all the info you need, connect with other users. And if you want to contact us, you can reach us at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can also call us,
you
too.
You can always call us or text us, 281-SONIC-91. Oh, let me just give a shout out to user Costa. Thank you for the donation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's very much appreciated. And everyone that's donating on Patreon, much appreciated. You know, we're giving you guys good content. Thank you, guys. It's been a, it's been an interesting last couple months. A little rough, but, you know, we got games and we got bros.
Yeah, thank you to the people who are up on the Patreon. And we hope that the content that is being provided is, you know, sufficing and being and is entertaining, you know. Check us out on Patreon once again, patreon.com/legacymusichour for bonus content, lots of bonus content, hours and hours of bonus content. And we're also on Facebook if you're interested in connecting there. Just look for Legacy Music Hour on facebook.com. And if you like the show and you want to help spread the word about it, you can also rate and review it or review it on iTunes. And or you could just, you know, share the website, I guess, legacymusichour.com. I think that's about it. Anything else anyone want to mention before we close this out? Was that a cat noise?
Think we're good.
Huh?
Think we're good.
Okay. And I think we'll be having at least one mixtape this month, at one point, but, we'll see what's going on with that. But, Gabe Castro is our,
engineer.
Mm-hmm. And he's our robot and our gay bot.
That's right.
And he also, and Emily Donnelly does do the mixtapes, and the, and that's what we have to say about all that. Now, as for the closing track, we're going to hear something from the classic composer Koji Kondo. This is, where is it? This is from a game called, this is an interactive story adventure kind of game. It's for the Famicom Disk System, and it is called Famicom Mukashi Banashi Shin Onigashima. And this is the, it came out, it got released in two parts, and this is the first part, Zen Pen, I guess. And the track we're going to hear is the staff roll of the first half of the game, I guess. So the, that was released. So the staff roll of from Famicom Mukashi Banashi Shin Onigashima Zen Pen. And again, music by Koji Kondo. Yeah, so that's that. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.